Hi there. The word for you today is prayer must be your top priority. In Luke 18 verse 1, Jesus said, "Men always ought to pray and not lose heart." Look, if somebody threatened your home or community, you'd defend them, wouldn't you? Well, they are under attack, but the enemy is invisible. And Paul says that the lion's share of responsibility for stopping these attacks belongs to Christian men. Listen to it. I want men everywhere to pray. Now, this word men in this verse isn't the generic term for the human race or mankind. It's specific to males. Now, we're not saying that only men are supposed to pray. Every Christian must. Nor are we saying prayer is the only thing to do, but it's the first thing to do. John Bunyan said, and I quote, "You can do more than pray after you've prayed, but you can't do more than pray until you've prayed." James the Apostle writes, James 5:16, "The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much." Note the word, quote, righteous. Every believer is clothed with the righteousness of Christ, which means you're in right standing before God at all times. There are two kinds of righteousness: positional righteousness and practical righteousness. There's righteousness you need to practice daily as you allow the Holy Spirit to cleanse you, fill you, and use you. Just like you don't want to drink from a dirty cup, God doesn't want to hear the prayers of a Christian whose life is fouled up with junk. The prayer God answers is first, offered by a clean heart. Second, has a seriousness and intensity that shows you're not just throwing up a few wishes to see which ones God might pick up on. Third, lines up with God's word and his purposes. And fourth, comes from an undivided heart. Because the Bible says in James 1 verse 6, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and such a man receives nothing from the Lord." So this year, make prayer your top priority.